Two Southern Illinois businesses are teaming up to help a local nonprofit with some badly needed upgrades.
I'm Jeremiah John, and I am the maintenance guy for the Gaia House Interfaith Center.
One of the big reasons we're talking is there's going to be an event Saturday. The nice people at AES Solar are going to install a solar system, and I'll let you take it away. What exactly are they going to do?
So AES and Orbeck are going to be installing a 12-panel system on the Interfaith Center at no cost to us whatsoever, which is great and should help with our power bill immensely. Any cost we can reduce helps keep the building running. We're having air conditioning put in soon after a decade of that missing, thanks to a donation from Jacobs. And so that should help with any of the bills there. So really it's about ecological sustainability in this particular case, and along with the other things that we do. And I mean, it should be a great help to us. And it's an opportunity for everybody who signed up for the class to really get a hands-on experience learning to install solar and, you know, make that sustainability and environmental impact really prevalent to everybody who drives by, right? I know everybody looks at the panels over at SIU and everything, and so by the tennis courts, and so being able to, you know, see a bunch of panels here, and starting at earlier this year, the cost of panels has changed so much that it's becoming really affordable for everybody to do. And so, you know, being a leader in that is really going to be fun for us, and hopefully it'll draw some attention to the building and get foot traffic and help us take care of our other missions of social justice and civil rights, which is, you know, the what we were founded to do here. And so it'll be make a nice place for everybody to come, and hopefully we'll be around, you know, for a lot longer.
For our Beck of AES Solar in Carterville, giving back is a part of his heritage.
June 4th was 19 years of our company being in business, and I'm part Native American. In Native American culture, you give things on your birthday. And so we try to give every year a solar system. And this year we're giving a solar system, a small one, to Gaia House Interfaith Center, the community center downtown in Carbondale.
Okay.
If we could rewind the hands of time 19 years ago, what inspired you to take the big leap and start this company? Anytime you go out on your own like that, it's kind of risky, but I think you really believe in this. Talk about the start.
Well, I had already been doing renewable energy for about 10 years, and finally, well, Y2K was coming, and everybody wanted to hire me to help them survive the end of the world. So I was like, okay, let's start doing this. And we've had a few other end-of-the-world scenarios, and now solar is mainstream.
The Saturday install will also help develop the solar leaders of the future.
And the exciting part is we're not just donating it. We're doing this as a John A. Logan class where we're training people how to install solar. So it's like a perfect trifecta of goodness.
Sure. Yeah, in fact, I'm so glad you brought that up. So young high school or kids in college will be getting real world experience, correct?
Well, anybody. I mean, it's a continuing ed class, very cheap, $25, and anybody can come and take it. I teach once a month. I teach an all day Saturday class through John A. Logan because eventually I'd like to clone myself.
I don't blame you. Talking about solar energy in general, I've always been fascinated. In fact, I'll never forget, it was in 1970, I was in eighth grade, my dad helped me make for my science project a solar house with one little bitty 2-inch square solar panel.
Yeah, my first one was probably 5-inch square, and it powered a little fan, like a little computer fan. And the idea that sunlight could produce air to cool me off, the sun could cool me instead of just heating me up, just was magic, and it still is magic 19 years later.
Work begins at 9 a.m. at the Gaia House Interfaith Center, located across from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale, on the corner of South Illinois Avenue and West Grand Avenue. For WSIU, I'm Kevin Boucher.